Good morning and welcome to the Proactive Paul podcast for Monday the 18th of April 2011. Are you making enough money? I'm talking to the people who run their own business, whether full-time or part-time, and in particular, I am talking to the people who go to London Blog Club. Are you making enough money? And how do you make money? And what do you have to do? And what sort of help have you had? I got a lot of help from a book called The E-Myth, and that was when E stood for entrepreneur and not electronic. The E-Myth was written by a chap called Michael Gerber, and what's particularly interesting about the book is the subtitle, Everything That Is Wrong With Your Business and What to Do About It. And I'm going to take a little bit of artistic license here, and I'm going to say that the same thing applies to your blog. And if you read Michael Gerber's book, you will discover everything that is wrong with your blog and what you have to do about it. And whether we're talking about a business or a blog, the answer is you. The only thing wrong with your business is you. The only thing wrong with your blog is you. And if you could change the way that you do things, you would actually discover that your business or your blog could be far more successful than it has been to date. Now, there's no way that I'm going to be able to summarize the entire book in a 3 or 4 minute podcast, so I'm going to paraphrase a couple of important issues. When working on making a business successful, there are 3 things to focus on, and those 3 things must be done in the correct order. Focus first on the money, secondly, on the systems, and thirdly, on the people. Of course, that assumes that in the first place you have some sort of technical skill or merit which people will pay you for, so work on that. Improve what you do, get people to pay you for it, and then systemize that, and you will be able to make more money. Once you've got your system documented, then you will be able to share that with more people and get those people working on your behalf, making more money for you. And if you look at any successful business, I'm pretty sure the owner will tell you that what you need to do with your system is document it, duplicate it, and delegate it. Have a look around you. What are the big successful companies that we see all the time? How do they do it? They do it on an industrial scale. Now, I'm not suggesting that you want to be the next Microsoft or Virgin or HSBC Bank, but I do want you to think about making your organization bigger. And if you're suddenly thinking, oh, I couldn't do that, let me remind you about a quote from Henry Ford. If you think you can, or if you think you can't, you are absolutely right. It's time for you to start thinking about getting big. And if you can do that, let me know, because I would like to have your business featured in one of my podcasts. Hope to see you again, same time next week.